Let's take you further afield for the next story. And America may just have lost a really promising Democratic presidential candidate in Senator Kamala Harris. She pulled the plug on her U.S. presidential campaign yesterday. Now, there appear to have been a few reasons for it. One of them seemed to be waning popularity stakes, but she was also unable to raise the massive amount of money needed to fund an American election campaign. And with her departure, there are now 15 candidates left who could potentially challenge President Donald Trump in the November 2020 election. Daily Maverick Associate Editor Brooke Spector is with us. Brooks, hi. Kamala Harris seemed such a promising candidate initially and one who was representing the interests of several minority groups. How disappointing is it that she's now bowed out?
Well, good afternoon, Joanne. I mean, it's disappointing, obviously, for her personally, and it's disappointing for the people who felt attracted to her. But to be fair, she had been unable to excite much of an audience of supporters. And I think there are a couple of reasons for it. One, as you mentioned, is that she couldn't raise money. And raising money is intricately tied together with finding supporters, because the people who give you money at this stage of the game are people who believe in you. And if they don't believe in you or can't figure out what your message is, they don't give you money. The second reason, I think, as far as I have been able to determine from my reading of it, is that the campaign itself that she was running appeared to be disorganized and sometimes contradictory. There were several South Africans who remember this phrase, centers of power within her campaign, one of whom was a campaign manager who happened to be her sister, and another was another campaign manager, and yet a third person out there. And so supporters and would-be supporters found it awkward to figure out who was in charge. But I think the major reason she lost out in this initial stage was that her message wasn't clear. And I'm not going to use the word narrative because it gets overused, but it was, we all use it now, but it's still overused for that reason. There was no narrative for her, unfortunately. So we used it anyway. No one was absolutely clear what she was standing for. You may not remember, but back in 1980, when Jimmy Carter was president, was going for a renomination for a second term, which he ultimately lost the election for, the person who decided to oppose him within the Democratic Party was Ted Kennedy, senator from Massachusetts with a famous name and family. And Kennedy was on a nationally televised interview, and he was asked point blank, "Why are you running for president?" And he stumbled and couldn't quite articulate why.
Yeah.
Now, that's fatal in a campaign. You can't, when you don't have a message that's clear and precise and like a shiny pebble that people can pick up and hold. And Harris's message tended to go back and forth. First, she was a new voice, a new face. Then she was strong on causes dear to the hearts of left-wing Democrats, and then she pulled back a bit. And she was she used a moment in one of the debates to chastise Joe Biden because of his stance on racial integration. And it appeared to some people that maybe she was just a little too much all over the map in terms of what it was she wanted her campaign to be about.
Mm.
Now, the good thing is, for her at least, is this is not fatal. She's still a senator from California, and California is a huge state.
Yeah.
She'll be a senator for a while yet, probably run for re-election and win. She's only 55. A mere youngster by my age at this point. But 4 years from now, she's still going to be under 60. And in the way we're coming to accept this, with Donald Trump and Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden all in their seventies, she'll still be a spring chicken. And I'll throw out one other thing to think about. She'd be a very interesting vice presidential candidate for almost anybody else in the race.
Right. So, something else I was thinking about, Brooks, was her very pointed comment that, she can't afford to carry on because she's not a billionaire. And that just gave rise to some thoughts as to what it really costs to be able to, as some people have said, buy your way into the American election.
Well, I mean, the comment, of course, runs specifically to a couple of IT entrepreneurs who have thrown themselves into the race, the most interesting of which is Andrew Yang, using a lot of his own money and some of his friends from Silicon Valley. But, of course, it's also referring most directly to Michael Bloomberg, who's committed some outrageous amount of his own money, which is really a rounding error to his fortune, for the initial stages of this. But to run a good race, what happens is you build up a little bit of a nest egg, and then you find people who love you lots and want to support you. They don't give big money contributions, as Bernie Sanders has managed to show over the last two races now, but they give under the maximum allowed repeatedly, and that develops a momentum of its own. But if you're going to win the nomination, it takes a lot of money. There's no question about it. 350 million people in the country, and you have to get their attention. And the way to do it is with television. Television costs money, and then you need the polling so that you can figure out what you're going to use on your television or social media materials. Then you have to pay for travel and staff and telecommunications costs and all those late-night coffee and pizza deliveries. It costs a ton of money to do this. Even if you get matching funds from the government in accordance with the law down the road. So Kamala Harris, she wasn't able to match the vigor of the people supporting Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren. But by the same token, she obviously couldn't reach into her own bank account and show up with a $30 million check. So she was caught. She had to do it on enthusiasm and personality and verve and the fact that she was the future, but not enough people believed it. But she still, as I say, 4 years from now, she could make a roaring comeback. She could have sharpened her message. She could have made it clearer and more and punchier. And I still say she would be a very interesting vice presidential candidate.
Bruce Spector, I think we haven't quite seen the last of her. Thank you so much for breaking that down for us. So, Brooke Spector, the Associate Editor at Daily Maverick.